Previously on Star Trek Excelsior.
The Bluegills entered our galaxy just when the Borg seemed sure to conquer everything. The Bluegills challenged the Borg, and the two sides were evenly matched. Their war was dragged on into a stalemate bloodier than a thousand Dominion wars. But the day that war ends,
winner takes galaxy.
And nothing can stop them.
The Federation has survived. All life in this galaxy has survived. Because for 20 years, the two races that could annihilate us have been too busy fighting each other. That's the Sword of Damocles, Dovan. Not a place, not a thing, but an idea. A fact.
No!
Simon, are you all right?
My tricorder! Alex, we've lost the pulse.
The swarm's awake!
Neva, they're all over you!
They're everywhere! They're...
The Anbar reactor is going supercritical.
Helm, get us there now!
Sir, the interference is back. We've lost their life signs.
Get them back!
Excelsior, brace yourselves!
The Anbar has been vaporized, Captain.
Note a commendation for each member of the away team, Lieutenant. And mark them killed in action.
I'm out here because Captain Rachel Cortez told me on her deathbed that I needed to be out here. That you were wrong about everything.
Well, Dovan, am I? Have you seen anything different from what I've told you? Anything to suggest that Cortez's warning was anything more than a drug-addled piece of delirium? Have you? Have you? We're done here.
So we are. Yubari.
Sir?
Throw him in the brig.
What? You can't do that!
I beg to differ, Brahms. That's an order. Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Mr. Brahms, if you'll come with me.
This solves nothing, Dovan.
It gets you out of my sight, Brahms. It's a start. Mr. Rawl, get down to engineering and help Chief Adao stoke the warp engines. We have to catch those Bluegills before they can report back to their base.
Thank goodness for this ion storm, or they'd have already sent out a signal.
Sir, I should be in that brig with Isaac.
Dismissed, Lieutenant. Or whatever you are now.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you think?
I think I've killed everyone.
I met a traveler from an antique land. He said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear.
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Temporary Commander's Log, Stardate 60059.8. Commander Underwood recording. The Excelsior must intercept and destroy two enemy battlecruisers before they return to base. Should we fail, The Federation will be caught up in a galactic war it cannot possibly survive. Our saving grace? A rare type of dark matter ion storm is consuming the entire nebula, blocking enemy communications and buying us time. The situation is grim, to be sure, but I know this ship. If the odds are against us now, our triumph will be that much more glorious. End log.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were trying to boost my morale.
Nonsense. Brig, you?
The same.
You want to talk to Mr. Brahms?
No, to Felipe. Sorry, Mr. Hermes. Or whatever we call her now. Him. It?
I see.
I'm not going to do anything to it.
Yes?
When she infested my body, she was a bad doctor. Well, obviously, but an unusually bad doctor. I've gone over the records, and you could have done a better job. No offense, sir.
Only a little taken. Go on.
But she made huge advances in my research. That story about how she was working on the wasting? It wasn't just a cover story. She studied the virus inside and out and had insights into the nucleic acids light years ahead of me. She's brought us years closer to a cure.
But if she doesn't know anything about medicine...
Exactly. Have you seen the captain?
No, I haven't. But he gave me his fullest confidence before assigning me to manage the pursuit.
While he...
is in his quarters, working on a separate project.
I see. You know, I'm a licensed counselor. I could check...
Please do, Doctor.
Underwood? During the war, on the front lines, did it always feel like this? Every day?
Not every day.
Fine. Then can we talk about Gevenon now, General?
Mr. Now, not General.
Well, I can't just call you Isaac now, can I? General, we need information.
I am not a general, Asuka.
And I'm not Asuka.
What?
When you found me in London, you just read my patient chart and started calling me Asuka, didn't you? Now everyone calls me that. Even the computer.
That is your name.
No, it's not. My name is pronounced Yubari Asuka. Asuka Yubari is what I'm called.
Is there a point to this, Asuka?
You don't get to decide who you are, General. Now let's talk about Gevenon. It's the base of operations for the Bluegill ships we're chasing. What else?
We never learned very much. Too risky to get close. We know that. 20 years ago, it was an aquatic species. No contact with the galaxy. No planetary defenses. When the war came, the Gevenese were infested overnight. Their bodies live on, of course, controlled by bluegills in the deeps of Gevenon's ocean. We believe they even reproduce. But the natives' souls were wiped clean a long time ago. It's a fortress world now.
We've been chasing them for 16 hours. At current speeds, we'll catch up in 30. How close are we to Gevenon? Are we going to stop them in time?
No. But it's going to be close.
All right, I'll inform the engine room. What can you tell me about their
weapon
systems?
Renegade to General Brahms. Come in, General.
Where is that coming from? Your combat!
Was confiscated, yes. It's amazing what you can plant under the skin these days.
But the Briggs force field should make transitions...
are not as secure as your division likes to imagine.
You can't take that call.
I've missed my check-in by over an hour. They're worried about me. If I don't answer, they'll attempt a rescue.
If you do answer, you could help coordinate that rescue. Don't give dangerous prisoners their phone call. You taught me that.
I'm not going to try to escape. We can't afford it right now. Trust me, Asuka.
Renegade to the General. Please report.
Fine. Go ahead. But I'm not going anywhere.
I wouldn't want you to. Damocles here. Renegade?
Your status?
Condition green. All's well.
Noted.
Report.
Engines are nearing operational limits. We cannot keep pace with the Excelsior on our own.
Use the Excelsior's warp trail to help maintain velocity. I'll see to it they know you're coming. Anything else?
Tactical here, sir. It's this ion storm.
Our luckiest break in years.
I know, sir, but something's not right about it.
This is no time to be coy, Tactical.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't be precise. It's just an instinct. Something about the electric potentials. It's like I've seen this pattern before.
Trust your instincts, then, but report back to me when you have facts.
Aye, sir.
Brahms, out.
I have to make my report.
I understand.
Ensign Hertzler, drop the force field. Raise force field.
Ah, Ms. Ubari.
Sir?
Asuka, I've been looking all over for you. I'm sorry about those things I said.
I have duties to attend to, Doctor.
I might kill that parasite after all.
Give her time, Doctor.
They won't make it, you know. Isaac Brahms, I'm talking to you!
Mr. Hermes, or whatever that cockroach in Ensign Hermes' brain is called, you're wasting your energy. Even if I were under any optimistic delusions, I'm already behind bars. The only reason you're taunting interests me is how did you hack into the Briggs intercom system?
The same way I hacked the Excelsior's warp engine, Brahms. Months of hard work.
What? The warp engines?
Yes. I left some interesting programs running in the ship's computer, General. And let me promise you this. As long as I live, the Excelsior will never intercept those battleships.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the... No, who am I kidding? This is the Starship Excelsior. We use an ancient gateway to explore the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Our assignment is to find out what we can and come back alive. The rest is rhetoric. Starring Larry Phelan as Commander Alcar Dovan.
Michael Liebman as Alex Roll.
Gareth Bowley as Joshua Underwood.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Ubari.
The Sword of Damocles, Part 7, Ozymandias.
Well, this is just great. I was finally starting to enjoy myself again, you know. All right, so I missed a few of the animal sacrifices. Okay, a lot of them. But what do the dead need burnt offerings for anyway? You know, it's time the dead join the 24th century like the rest of us. Well, all right, fine, I'm an apostate, but you didn't need to kill me over it. You hear me? Anyone? Am I alone?
No.
Who's there?
Only me. You look just like me. Do I?
Well, my uniform's torn. I'm cut all over, grimy. And you're clean. You're clean and naked. Other than that.
I suppose that's true. So, are you supposed to be my guide or something? A guardian angel? Does Orion mythology even have angels?
I wouldn't call myself an angel, no. What's your name?
You look just like me, and you don't know my name.
Neva. Neva. A beautiful name. For the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I'm sorry. Please believe me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so am I. Honestly, I was expecting the dead would vote me to a higher level of the afterlife. Someplace with a little more scenery than an infinite black void.
Afterlife?
Yes. I am dead, right? I am dead, right?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I have to.
No, you don't. Have to what?
Don't we all deserve a chance at living? Just one chance?
What have you done?
You won't even feel it or know what's happening. I'm so sorry, Neva.
Come back here. Where did you...
I saw her. I saw her, Timresh. Oh, science, she's alive in there.
The house has a tolerance for the suppressant. Could be that body. I've never seen one since complex hormones before. We need more drugs. A lot more.
We don't have it. This is a ship built for aquatics. They had to stow us in this empty crawl space because it's the only part of the ship with air. You think they've got a medical bay equipped for... for her?
Esperin's cohabitation is failing, and it's a miracle we beamed that host off the amber. Oh, you could at least try.
I'll do my best.
Timresh, I don't think I can go through with this. I'm sorry. Timresh, she's not just a body. Her name is Neva. You have to
try. We'll never let it be said that the aquatics suffered from an overabundance of empathy.
I love you too, Timresh.
I thought the Zero were all on the same side.
Did Aramis say he'd compromise the flow regulators?
No.
Good. He'd be lying. How about the dorsal inhibitors?
He didn't.
Chief, is there anything that might be...
wrong with any of our subsystems? No, not one. But since I knew old Lumpy here wouldn't leave without a full inventory...
Lumpy?
So you thought it necessary to waste our time, Chief?
Me? An enlisted woman waste the time of an officer? Heaven forfend, sir.
All right.
I mean, what if you'd been in the middle of something really important, like breaking the all-time ion storm speed record without shattering the hull into a billion pieces, and I just showed up and started asking inane questions about non-existent malfunctions?
If you've made your point.
Now, that could be really dangerous, couldn't it? Besides, Brahms is lying anyway.
What?
What?
The comm link in the brig wasn't energized at all today, especially not by another prisoner. Lots of other traffic on that circuit, but none from the brig.
Mr. Brahms, is this true?
Of course not. Hermes has covered his tracks somehow.
Or you're trying to worm your way into engineering because it gives you critical systems access.
You are way out of line, Chief.
This man once detonated a bomb on our shield generator.
He's entitled to your respect.
I have to respect officers. Not dishonorable discharges, ma'am.
He's a guest.
I'm afraid he's a prisoner, and that does have consequences. Escort him back to his cell, Lieutenant.
Underwood, Hermes's virus has
that to... That is an order, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir. General.
I have a warp engine to save.
That was a bit rough. Even for you, Adao.
Like I said, engine to save? Alone with a bunch of half-baked warp jockeys.
We all miss Mr. LaRoche, Chief.
Do you? Do you really? How many times did you even speak to Alexander LaRoche?
Well, we worked together.
Bull! You haven't said 10 words to Alex in a month, to any of us below decks. You've been too busy romancing the captain's chair. Well, now you've got it, unless Dovan stops hiding in his quarters. Make it count for something more in sympathy cards.
You're very lucky. I now believe in second chances, Chief.
Yeah? Why's that?
Because that was your first. Dismissed.
Absolutely sure you won't go through with this.
I can't just stay awake for the rest of the trip back, Tamrash. This body is so... so...
tired.
It's the most beautiful sensation I've ever felt.
Hey.
Oh, don't worry. There'll be plenty of time for more of this humanoid, kissing when we're back on Gevenon.
We could keep each other awake, you know. It's only another 20 hours.
Tamrash, I need to do this. I owe it to her.
You don't owe this Neva woman anything. She'll only try to hurt you.
She's a part of me now.
All right, but I'm going to be here the whole time. Hold my hand as tight as you can. Esplen, you're crying.
Just these hormones. I love you, Tamrash. You make this okay.
Shh. Shh. Oh, enough already. Can't anyone else get some sleep around here?
Don't be an arse, Yidril.
Well, excuse me.
Esplen. I'll be here when you wake up.
Neva? A beach. Why a beach this time instead of a void? To be honest, I don't know. I think this marvelous humanoid brain just knew where we needed to be. My marvelous humanoid brain. Neva. It's not yours. Yes, it is. My brain, my body, my... This is so wrong. Then get the hell out. I promise I won't squish you. Not that. This. Talking. Coming here was a mistake. Your conscience isn't a mistake. Don't lecture me about my conscience. I'm not one of those people who takes a fifth host and just goes out for a cheeseburger. This is my one chance. I don't care if you cry over it daily for the rest of your life. I'm still dead. Oh, like that's something I could prevent? Like if I had passed you up, there weren't a dozen other first pool applicants chomping at my heels? What was I supposed to do? Oh, Scions. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I came in here to... Your body's emotions are so... They can be a little overwhelming. Nothing I read about cohabitation prepared me. Probably all written by men. Welcome to the female race. Can we start again? I'm called Esplen. I'm Neva. Get out of my body. Oh, Neva. I wish I could. You can. But I can't. Tamrash is a king now, and he can't wait for... Oh, Tamrash. His hand must have fallen off by now. I'm squeezing so hard. You know I have people I love, too. There's a professor in New Berlin. Neva, I see what you're trying to do. And I understand. I hear you. I want you to know that. And I'm sure it was terrible for you when our shock troops on the Anbar took you the first time. But by the time Tamrash gave this body to me, it was just lying there on the floor, empty. There were two potential lives to fill it up with. Yours and mine. Potential lives?
There was nothing potential about my life. I had a beating heart, memories, experiences.
You were... What's that amazing word you have? You were unconscious.
Such a humanoid concept. No memories, no emotions, no self-awareness at all. Just empty flesh waiting to be filled. Rehearsed that one pretty well, did he?
Neva, you're not making this any easier.
Good.
I mean, for either of us. I won't waste this body you've nurtured. I know how much you're sacrificing.
Sacrifice shouldn't be confused with rape.
What would you do in my place?
Not
honestly.
You think I'm not being honest?
Neva, we're blind in our natural state. Deaf. Helpless. No real sensation to speak of. But I still fell in love. And now I have a chance to explore it as beings were meant to explore it. One more time. What would you do, Neva?
Honestly, I don't...
That hurts!
What, Esplin? What's wrong?
I don't... I can't... Timurash let go of my hand. I think I'm waking up.
And what about me?
I'll come back, Neva. I promise.
We're not finished!
Anjin! Let go of my... Gil, I can't breathe! Are you out of your mind?
No, Esplin, I'm not out of my mind. I'm a Starfleet Marine who's sworn his life to the defense of crew and country. I will do anything to ensure their safety. I've just about got this down to a science. What am I doing? That's easy. I'm strangling you. I've got your gill pinch shut and you're suffocating. You've got one, maybe 2 minutes left. Your only hope is to let her go and crawl out here where there's air.
The others will wake up. You won't get away with this.
When they wake up, and they will, it will be as my shipmates again.
What do you mean?
I mean, they put up a lot less struggle than you did. Look...
Timrash!
He's
no.
not in there anymore. He's squirming in that puddle of vomit. See?
Timrash!
Mom, stay with me, Mom.
Am I awake?
Just lie back, Mom. You've had it worse than any of us.
What about Esplin? Where is she?
It's dead, Mom.
Oh.
Mom?
Tend to our commander.
Yes, Mom. Sir, you're still with us, sir.
Maker, did I just throw up?
Sir, you can rinse your mouth out with this.
Thanks. Spast. That's better. Where? This doesn't look like the Anbar. And come to think of it, didn't the Anbar blow up? With us on board?
It was almost much worse than that, sir. At the last moment, a Bluegill ship was able to get a transporter lock. They infested us. You've been under their control for more than a day. We're now in a special dry compartment on an aquatic enemy ship.
They're taking us to a world called Gevinon Prime.
The team? Neva. Neva, are you all right?
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Simon's over there, sir, sleeping it off. His bugger was my first kill, so it went a little harder on him. The rest of my team, they never got off the Anbar.
How did you break through the control?
A little inoculation I got months ago, ma'am, courtesy of General Brahms. We call it Beetlejuice.
General Brahms?
Anjin is still in my head, but I'm calling all the shots. What now, sir?
That depends.
On?
On the Major's involvement with General Isaac Brahms.
Sir, we need to disable this ship's engines.
Not until you two tell me what the hell is going on. That's an order.
Sir, that's a big question, and we don't have a lot of time.
Then give us the digest version.
Sir, yes, sir. We call it the Sword of Damocles.
Ensign Hertzler, lower the force field. Raise force field. I'm back. Do we at least get to talk this time? A month in my head, and you never shut up about how strong you were. Where'd that go, old mole? Look, I don't have an hour to spend here staring at you, like I did this morning. So if you're not ready to brag about your infinite cleverness on my wasting research, say so, and I'll come back. Look, don't make me get the Romulan mind probes.
You'd use those?
We don't actually have any. Fine. I know you're really busy staring ahead and not messing with Brahms' head. I'll come back. Ensign Hertzler?
Somebody would.
Stand by, Ensign. What was that?
Somebody would use those mind probes and not bat an eye.
Not in my Starfleet.
That wasting of yours. Didn't you notice?
Probably. Depends what you're thinking of.
Don't play games with me, old mole. Whatever else has gone on between us, don't ever think you can outsmart me. Your wasting is a telepathic virus, yes?
Yes.
And we Zero...
Is that what you call yourselves?
As it happens, yes. We Zero are also telepaths of a sort. In the Nest, we proceed through telepathy. Our families are bound together by our queens. Because to break one's link with the queen, by distance or by injury, is to die. Quickly and painfully.
Which is why you've stayed so close to the Irma's host body since the day you took it. As the last survivor of your family in enemy territory, you didn't have anywhere else to put your queen.
Yes.
So?
Why does this telepathic profile of the wasting exactly match the telepathic profile of one of our queens?
What?
You never noticed?
I've had trouble restarting my research.
You're an even bigger fool than I thought! Get out!
You're not in a position to...
Get out!
I'm late for my other appointment. Ensign Hertzler, lower the force field.
Another appointment?
Harder case than you. But we're not done.
Oh, I think we are. I'll see you on the other side, old mole.
Raise force field. We are going to reach those ships before it's too late.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Then what did you...
Don't trouble your little brain about it, old mole.
No. That means go away. That's an order.
Medical override.
Pulling the medical card already? Usually my counselors try to chit-chat before threatening to relieve me.
And I've read your medical record, so I know how well that worked for them. But I'm not here to threaten. I just want to talk.
Wonderful. You do the talking. I'll stay over here and do the working.
Alcar, you're lying in bed, staring at the ceiling.
Well, I'm not asleep, so I'm working.
Staring is work?
Not staring. What's one of those words for staring that you medical types love? I'm meditating.
Then meditate on this. Your ship is in the greatest danger it's ever been. It needs a captain.
Has one. Name of Underwood. Joshua Wardell.
He's doing everything he can. So is the crew.
Then you don't need me, do you?
It's not enough. We're barely holding Warp 9 in this ion storm.
Sounds like what you really need's a chief engineer. And we're fresh out. I got him killed, looking for ghosts.
They're even talking about outfitting the hull with hollow emitters to make us look like one of them.
What good would that do?
They don't know yet. We're just a few hours from Gevenon, and we need a plan.
The last person you want in charge of that plan is the man who destroyed the Federation, and everyone else for that matter.
The Federation is still out there, and the sun will still rise over the blue and white stars until the moment we let those battlecruisers reach port.
Captain Cortez said I needed to be out here. I bet the galaxy on her word. If I was wrong about that, I have no place on my bridge.
Captain, it's obvious this mission has left you...
Emotionally compromised? Obviously. What are you going to do about it? Relieve me of command? Got that one covered for you.
I was going to say wallowing in adolescent self-pity, but emotionally compromised does the job.
I love these little chats we have, Melissa. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot to think about.
Sometimes I wonder what Captain Cortez saw in you. Pity her log was blown up.
Got that right. That log would have stopped me a long time before I threw away my career and destroyed the galaxy.
Goodbye, Alcar.
Later, Melissa. Except, her log wasn't the only thing Rachel Cortez left behind, was it? Computer. Are the captain's personal effects still on board?
Captain Cortez's effects were scheduled for transfer on stardate 60005.0. Transfer was canceled for an unknown reason.
Well, because I stole the ship, that's why. So they're still on board? Where?
Cargo Bay 1.
I've been through them before, of course. But now I know what to look for.
Velocity has fallen to warp 8.6.
Damn it!
Enemy velocity down to warp 8.1.
All right. That's actually the largest margin yet. What's our updated ETA to the Gevian helipause?
27 minutes. Threat vessels will arrive in 24.5.
Thousand dams! We're running out of options! Mizubari, could you... That doesn't look like a tactical map, Lieutenant.
No, sir. I'm reviewing the brig security logs from this morning.
Didn't Chief Adao already render her expert judgment on that?
Yes, which is why I'm reviewing the logs myself.
Lieutenant.
Sir, if General Brahms is right...
Mr. Brahms! But do go on.
If he's right, and there is a virus in our warp systems, finding it may be the only hope we have of catching those ships.
Very well, carry on. Doctor!
Please, Melissa...
You spoke to the captain?
Yes, I did.
And the status of his project?
He's quite committed to it, but he reaffirmed his complete faith in your ability to manage the situation.
I won't let him down.
May I?
Please. How is he really?
Stubborn.
Captain?
Yes, Lieutenant?
General Brahms wasn't lying to us.
Then we do have a computer virus.
No, sir. But there's about to be a jailbreak.
Excuse me?
Yubari to Brig. Ensign Hertzler, please respond. Hermes has already cut the comm lines. There's no time to explain. I have to get down there.
Go.
I'm coming with you.
I'd prefer you didn't, Doctor.
Overruled. Both of you, get down there. Armed.
Thank you.
Are we ready to move on to the failsafes?
Still waiting on those improvised Polaron struts. Simon?
Come here, boss.
Sir, I beg your pardon, but you must hurry. There isn't much time left, sir.
Hey, Major, you ever tried to blow up a ship's engine using nothing but a single replicator terminal?
Mom. No, Mom.
Well, we're trying to disable two ship's engines using nothing but a single replicator terminal. If it works at all, this man should get a medal.
If it works at all, I should get a nap. Neva, flip that circuit breaker.
This yellow one?
That's it.
Don't look so worried, Major. We'll make it.
How can you be sure?
Because if we don't, this sword of Damocles thing utterly annihilates everything you've ever known or loved. No pressure or anything.
Anson, would you please lower the force field?
Sir?
Anson, it's urgent that you lower this force field.
I'm sorry, sir, but you know I can't do that. Is there something you needed from me?
Yes, I needed you to take a few steps closer. Renegade, transceiver routine 4, execute. Like I said, it's amazing what you can plant under the skin these days. Except, I didn't actually expect it to work.
Then why do it at all, Brahms?
Because we are out of time.
What now? Call your ship for a rescue beam out?
Oh, no, there isn't time for that. There's only time for you, Mr. Hermes.
I love it when you call me that, Brahms. Reminds me how completely I pulled the wool over your eyes. How totally I've beaten you.
We'll see about that. Computer, raise the force field on this section of the brig. Secure code 3-1. I'm very interested in that virus you uploaded to the Excelsior's warp drive, Ensign. Very, very interested.
You've got less than 20 minutes to break me.
I won't need 20 seconds.
Big talk. How long did it take you to catch me? Oh, that's right. You never...
This is an exposed lead from the EPS relay. Do you know how it would feel to have this rubbed across your forehead?
No.
Like this. I'm in no mood for sparring. Tell me what you did to the engines.
I thought you... The post-torture, Brahms. Never let your officers do it anyway.
Torture is ineffective and immoral. Most of the time. What did you do to the engines?
What kind of a soldier do you think I am? Do you think I'll just tell you so you'll stop poking me with that thing?
Oh no, Mr. Emmys. We are far beyond that. I let the Federation be destroyed. For that, I deserve to die. But you wanted it to happen. You made it happen. If it weren't for you, I'd be on my ship. The colonists on New Victoria would be starting harvest season. And everything I've given up, everything my sister died for, would still mean something. We are way past bargaining for your life, parasite. Your only choice is how long this lasts. Tell me about the engines.
The guard is down.
No, stop!
Ensign!
Asuka, I don't want you to see this. You should wait outside.
You're going to be all right. General, you were right.
You found the warp engine virus.
No, there is no virus. But Hermes did talk to you this morning.
What do you mean?
She's lying.
Ada was right that nobody used the brig comm circuits this morning. But she's still a base monkey at heart. She doesn't know every nook and cranny of this ship like Chief Larock did. The brig used to be bigger, sir. It was downsized in the last overhaul, and the excess space converted to crew quarters for the Marines. But those quarters still share some circuits with the brig. When I checked the security logs, I noticed a lot of computer traffic in Sergeant Van Lott's quarters this morning.
What's strange about that?
Sergeant Van Lott died 6 weeks ago at Belandria. His quarters are empty. The Hermes parasite has a lot of high-level systems access. The computer allowed him to access the comm system in Bin Laden's quarters instead of the brig intercom. That was how he hit his comm traffic.
It also allowed me to access the engineering system.
Be quiet.
Mr. Brahms!
No, it didn't. It couldn't, because the computer circuits in the brig are totally isolated from the rest of the ship's systems. Basic security precaution. There's no virus. Just Hermes taunting me.
She's a very good analyst.
Did she betray you how many times? She just wants you to stop torturing me. She'll do anything to stop that. There is a virus, Brahms, and I want you to be sitting here staring at me when you realize that there's nothing you can do about it.
Brahms, stop it!
General, bust me!
I believe you, Asuka.
Then why won't you stop torturing him?
Because I'm still going to kill him.
What?
Of course he is.
General, no!
Asuka, this man, this thing, has been pulling our strings from the beginning. He bombed the log recorder just to get you out here. Everything that's happened is something he chose.
And what do you gain from killing him?
Justice! And a certain job satisfaction.
We have a system for justice in the Federation. It involves charges and juries and
Don't be naive, Doctor! We're all going to be dead before this case goes to trial. And there's one monster we have to thank for that!
Hermes isn't the only monster I see in that cell, General.
I've never denied that I am a monster.
But you never were.
Maybe you missed it when I murdered 9,000 innocent people on New Victoria. Or launched the genocide against the Great Link. This is what I am.
Right or wrong, you acted to save the Federation. And your sister.
And here we are anyway, at the point of the Sword of Damocles. Everything I've done has brought me nothing. Nothing but ashes. And the end of all things.
But you did it all for a reason. What does torturing Hermes save now except your bloodlust? When did you even develop a bloodlust, sir? That wasn't in the man who saved me from that hospital bed, who gave me a second chance. I was wrong, what I said earlier. Sometimes you do get to choose who you are. Mr. Isaac Brahms.
The virus.
There is no virus. Computer, lower the force field. Just what did you hope to gain from all this, Hermes? I would have killed you.
I think that was the point. He told me earlier that he'd see me on the other side. I couldn't make out what he meant. What the hell, Brahms?
Just one more for the road, Doctor.
He wasn't in any danger from us. We've kept him comfortable. Why would he want to die?
I think you've always worked for the good guys. So you've never learned how terrifying mercy can be. I have to get him to sickbay. Thanks for that, Brahms. This is really the guy I wanted to save today. Sharp to transporter room. Emergency beam out.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and doctor?
Yes, Lieutenant?
Our breakfast appointment. The one you missed yesterday. Can we reschedule for tomorrow?
I'd like that, Asuka.
Wasn't she under the parasite's control yesterday morning?
Yes, but there were things she said. Doesn't matter. It's over now. Thank you, General.
I should be thanking you, Asuka. How can you be so sure he was lying?
I wasn't at first. But while I was searching through his comm logs, looking for the virus, he sent another command through the Brig circuits. It was a command to lower the strength of your cell's force field by 85%.
No wonder it was so easy to break through.
All he wanted was for you to kill him.
And I almost gave him what he wanted. That virus was our last chance, you know. The only way we could catch those ships now is if we had a sabotage team on board, ready to take out their engines.
Paging Lieutenant Yubari.
Yubari here, sir. We're done here.
Good. Then get up to the bridge. We just picked up a strange power buildup in the engines of both enemy ships. This could be it.
Aye, sir.
Oh, and Lieutenant, bring Mr. Brahms with.
Status of the threat vessels.
Engines still look like they're overloading, sir. Internal causes. Could be they weren't built to run this hard in an ion storm like this.
If they drop speed for just 30 seconds, we'll catch them. Bridge to Dovan. We're barely 3 minutes from the Gevenon system, sir. You better get up here.
Dovan here. That's a negative, Commander.
Dovan?
I'm not just moping, Underwood. I'm on to something. Something big. Maybe the key to this whole thing. Every second counts.
But Dovan...
I trust you, Underwood. You'll get these people out of here alive. And if you don't, well, that's where I come in. Understood? I asked if I made myself clear, Commander.
Yes, sir.
Me out.
All right, you heard the captain. Red alert, all hands to battle station.
You're relieved, Ensign.
Shields are up. All decks report ready.
Weapons charged. Torpedo crews on deck. I have 6 quantum torpedoes ready to fire.
Good. Hail the Renegade.
Aye, sir.
General, I was thinking we'd take the one on the left, and your men can take the one on the right?
Agreed.
I have them.
On screen.
On screen. Gentlemen, if the Bluegill engines overload, we'll have a very short window of opportunity.
Noted, sir. We will engage the starboard targets. The Excelsior will attack the other. Once we enter torpedo range, targets will have only seconds to live.
Tactical, have they managed to get a message through to their base yet?
No, sir. Stormers impose total whiteout conditions. Effective communications range is less than 1 billion kilometers.
However, the targets may reach the Gavinon heliopause just as their engines fail.
We agree. The heliopause is acting as a sort of windbreak against the ion storm, so the transceivers would clear up enough to send the message. We'd have less than 10 seconds to stop them.
Can we do it? Maybe pull them into the gas cloud and let their engines leak ignited.
The gas cloud is too far inside the system, but we might be able to force them down into the outermost fluidic giant.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. We'll stop them before they reach their heliopause. Have you figured out what was bothering you about that iron storm?
No, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Don't worry. You'll get it when you need to.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, gentlemen. I wish I were there.
Noted. We will not disappoint you.
You never do. Brahms out.
What's taking those engines so long? They should have overloaded by now.
They seem to have hit some kind of plateau.
In that case, fingers crossed that they can't maintain it.
Sir, what's wrong?
Their interlink transceivers aren't designed to handle in-bit command inputs.
Pardon, sir?
It means our engine sabotage is going nowhere fast.
Sir, their security nearly has a fix on us.
Mom, that hardly matters right now. We're almost to the border.
Major, if they trace the sabotage back to us, then all they have to do is open that hatch and 2 million metric tons of water comes down on our heads. Then it won't matter if they're 10 seconds from the border or 10 days. Because we won't be overloading those engines on any time frame.
Boss, did you try rerouting the dorsal gyro capillaries?
I'd love to, but I haven't the first idea which of these glyphs represents the gyro capillaries.
Why, it's this one.
Simon Westlake, you're a genius.
First time anyone's ever called me that.
God,
got it. Ion feedback is going off the scale. Terminal engine overheat in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Engine shutdown. Engine shutdown. Enemy vessels are dropping out of warp.
Less than 3 billion clicks from the edge of whiteout conditions.
Well, there's a Deus Ex Machina, if I ever heard one.
Hold us at warp until we are right on top of them. This needs to be the fastest space battle ever fought, or we lose.
They're trying to evade on thrusters.
Don't let them open fire.
Direct hits on all critical systems. They're going to breach.
Pull us away.
Aye, sir.
The other target.
Behind us, retreating on thrusters.
Where's the Renegade?
Almost caught up. They'll intercept momentarily.
One parasite vessel has been destroyed.
A brilliant!
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
That means we're next, sirs.
Any second now. Any chance of getting a message out to the Excelsior?
We're using that entire subspace transceiver to excite the overload. So, no.
I want you all to know I wish I had more time to become your friend. It's been a pleasure serving with each of you.
And an honor. This is a good death. Thank you, sirs.
Oh, no.
What? Did they trace us?
Worse.
Boss, they just pulled the transceiver offline.
So?
The transceiver was the only thing holding this plan together. No transceiver, no sabotage. No sabotage, no engine failure. No engine failure.
Target lost.
Reacquire.
I can't. He's off my board.
Sir, I think they jumped to warp.
They can't possibly have engine power back.
I'm setting a pursuit course.
Agreed.
This will take us inside the Gevenon Heliopause.
We have no choice.
Do it.
Signal the Renegade to follow us in.
Already am.
Passing through the Heliopause now.
Whiteout conditions have cleared. Intrasystem comm lines are available.
Target status.
Renegade is already reacquired. They're closing fast. They're good.
They're mine. They are the best.
Target's leaving in a big hurry. Look at him. He's heading for that... It looks like a space station?
That's no space station. It's a small moon.
Cut him off. Drive him into the surface. Use warp power if you have to.
Inside a star system?
Just don't hit a gravity well and nothing bad will happen.
I thought we only had 10 seconds.
They're trying to escape on impulse engines at 0.9 light speed.
You mean time dilation?
Precisely. But it won't take long. We have about 7 seconds.
They're changing course, veering toward the planet.
4.
Straight into the Renegade's crosshairs.
Renegade weapons charged.
2. 1.
Renegade firing.
They've sent out a distress call.
What?
We didn't make it.
They've successfully alerted the garrison on Gevenon.
Picking up new contacts.
So Eden sank to grief.
Identify, Yubari.
Mostly the same engine signature as this one. They must be part of the garrison. Various configurations and weights.
How many?
About 200, sir.
Retreat!
Is that wise?
Someone has to warn the Federation.
We can't. Those dreadnoughts can outrun us.
Then, Mr. Roll, I need a place to hide. I think someone mentioned a gas cloud.
The gas cloud would hide us. For days if needed. But we'd be surrounded with no sensors or shields. And it's on the far side of that armada.
I don't see that we have a choice. Ms. Yubari, deploy fighters. They're to launch countermeasures and screen incoming torpedoes. They are not to break cover formation for any reason. Mr. Rull, man your station.
I'm in command of that squadron.
You're also the only pilot on the bridge, and there's 200 ships between us and that gas cloud. Your orders are to run as fast as you can.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, Ross.
Same. And I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but being alive isn't good news right now.
Neva, get on comms. Find out what happened.
Helm, keep us on the outside of that formation. We'd rather have one shield fail facing 200 ships than every shield fail facing 30 apiece.
I'll do my best, sir.
Keep those weapons tight, Lieutenant. Line them up before you fire.
There's too many of them!
All the more reason to make sure our shots count. How's the Renegade?
About the same. She's faster, but not as well shielded.
Can she cloak?
And leave you without an escort? Operations wouldn't dream of it. Besides, they'd be torn apart when the shield's dropped.
Isaac, find out what that alert is. I'm flying.
More contacts. They were hiding behind the fifth planet, waiting for the main force to hem us in.
How many?
94.
Damn it. They have us. Roll, can we jump to warp? Get out of here before the two fleets close the fist on us.
No, sir. We're in the planet's gravity well. Without pre-calculation, we'd blow a hole in space-time.
We have about 80 seconds. Once they have us surrounded, we won't last long.
No-win situations are for other starships. There is a way out of this. But I can't see it. Mr. Brahms.
You're right. There is a way out. But I prefer to keep it as a last resort.
We need a last resort.
I'll make that decision.
We're out of ideas.
But not out of time. Please, just...
Sir, the Renegade is changing course.
No!
Why?
She's coming about to 212 Mark 10. Engaging the second group of bandits, sir.
Hail them, quickly!
They've intercepted, and are now in combat with all 94 ships.
Hail them, please!
I can't. Their comms just went offline.
Helm, adjust course to...
No! Don't you see? They're buying us time.
Against 94 ships?
They'll hold for as long as it takes. They're Isaac Brahms' troops.
Don't let them go to waste.
Helm, maintain course for the gas cloud. Best speed.
Helm! Alter to course 312. Target fast vessels, all classes, configurations. First aid, distinguish that man. Tactical! Tactical! Combat report, tactical. Where are your firing solutions?
Not now, operation! I remember!
What are you talking about, Tactical?
Warning. Weapons offline.
The Ion Storm! I know where I've seen it before! It's the Cartier study, operations! The biologic profiles of the Cartier study!
Noted, but dismissed! We're in combat!
And we're going to be dead in a few seconds! It's now or never!
Warning. Antimatter containment compromised.
Proceed!
Do we have communication?
Negative!
Then we have to tell the General some other way!
Warning. Report breach in progress.
All hands, abandon ship! Repeat! All hands!
Operations! Call up lot PN-428!
What?
Get it from storage and prepare for immediate transport!
Noted! Abandon ship! Abandon ship!
Warning. Court breach imminent.
Tactical, proceed!
Aye, sir! Engine! It's been an honor!
Old friend! Duly noted!
Sirs, the Renegade has been destroyed.
My friends. That will do. That will do.
Any survivors? Escape pods?
Only two pods were launched, both consumed by the shockwave.
What about transporter signals?
They never lost their shields. And even if the Bluegills beamed anyone out, it would only be to infest them. My crew is dead, Commander.
Actually, sir, I am receiving a transporter signal.
At this range?
Non-biological. Just a few cubic centimeters, but it is from the Renegade.
Commander, if my crew spent their last moments sending us...
Materialize it, Lieutenant, but have transporter room inspected carefully in the pattern buffer first.
Aye, sir.
Sir, we're entering the gas cloud. It's interfering with sensors and shields as expected.
Good. Any sign of pursuit?
No, sir.
All 300 ships seem perfectly happy to surround the cloud and wait for us to come out.
They don't want to damage healthy hosts if they can help it.
Even better. Switch to silent running mode, Mr. Roll. Then set a random heading deeper into the cloud. That'll buy us some time at least.
Sir, transporter room has cleared the object for transport, but it's been damaged. The Renegade must have beamed it out at the very last moment.
Understood.
Materializing now. What in the world is that?
I think I've seen it before.
You have. It's one of the artifacts we catalog on Knockos.
Oh, this isn't just some artifact.
I'm surprised you recognize it.
Recognize it? I've had dreams about this technology. This is the biggest scientific find in... Well, how long did you say you've had this?
18 years.
To think I spent months on the California at the edges of known space chasing a hint that one of these actually existed. And there was a working unit already gathering dust in some intelligence bin on Earth.
Commander, what are you talking about? You never knew about Knockos until yesterday.
Well, don't you get it, Lieutenant? I don't know how it got to Knockos, but this Ansible was built by the Scion of the Stars.
That's not the important thing. Look, see that flashing light on the bottom? The power running through it? It's never done that before.
What does it mean?
It means there's an active signal nearby.
Directed at us?
I highly doubt it. We're probably just close enough to the other two transmitters that were picking up some of the backwash. The Ansible's too damaged for us to be certain. The message is unrecoverable.
But I think the message your crew sent is unmistakable.
The Scions are here.
What was that?
We've hit Atmo, sir. We're descending to the surface of Giveon Prime.
Do we know what happened to the Excelsior?
Our comm system is nearly offline, sir. I can't pick it out of the traffic. I know they were ambushed. Hundreds of ships. The garrison has been alerted.
Hundreds of ships against just one?
I'm not giving up on them without proof. Keep trying, Neva. Major, what do we know about this planet?
Not much. It's a garrison world, and we know that includes mostly troops who aren't aquatic lifeforms. We believe there's a series of linked underwater habitat bubbles where the landwalkers, like us, maintain the military outpost with close ties to the surrounding aquatic environment.
So this ship is going underwater?
That's one reason they're so small. So they can handle both space travel and water pressure inside a gravity field.
What's our mission then?
I don't know, Simon. It seems like we've already lost.
Sir, we're not going to surrender.
Never.
I've got something. Alien starship.
That must be the Excelsior.
Federation starship.
The Excelsior is the only one within a month of here. The next closest must be the Renegade, and we left them to the pirates 2 weeks ago. What are they saying?
I need to verify this.
What is it, Commander?
The Federation ship has been destroyed.
Maker.
Then, we're stranded out here, alone.
I'm not going to let us die out here, Simon. That's a promise. Get ready for landfall. Put on your best bluegill faces. We're going to have to blend in.
Brahms?
Mr. Dovan,
I'm sorry. Have you been...
Just not used to the humidity on the ship.
I'll have engineering look into it. I didn't know you played.
I used to. Every day. But that was 20 years ago now. We went into battle, and you weren't at your post.
No, I wasn't.
Then in case you haven't heard, allow me the privilege of getting you up to date. The Renegade's been lost with all hands. The whole Gavinon system knows we're here, knows we know about the sword. As soon as the Ion Storm passes and it's safe to travel again, the whole Bluegill fleet will know about it. The Federation is a few weeks from total annihilation, and we're trapped in a gas cloud surrounded by 300 ships. Where the hell were you, Dovan?
I finally know why we're here, and I know what we have to do. It was the scans, Brahms.
What?
That's why Captain Cortez sent us out here. She saw it all in the scans.
What scans?
The high-resolution maps Yubari made 5 weeks ago.
I've seen those scans. I only had a few moments to spare while we tried to stop you from destroying the galaxy. But even from that, I'm certain there was no sign that the Bluegills or the Borg had traced the Anbar incident back to the Federation. The scans were clean.
You're half right. There was something else. A detail only Captain Cortez could have noticed after a long night of study. Something so terrible she couldn't risk a log entry about it. Not even a note to herself in the margins. But I'm certain this is it. It's those space stations.
What about them?
Look closely. Look how they're constructed. Look who built them.
That's impossible.
Should be. Isn't.
Then the sword
was already falling. That's why she sent us out here. That's her mission for me. For us. We have to stop it.
How? We're surrounded by 300 ships. Every Bluegill on Gavinon knows we're here by now. And there are no civilians stationed on a Bluegill garrison world. We'd have to kill every single living organism in this star system.
Go on.
Well, once we're finished sterilizing the planet, we'd have to destroy every one of the 300 ships out there. Alone. Oh, and we'd have to wipe out all their computer records of any hint we were ever here, and make it look like somebody else did it. And we'd have to get all that finished before this Ion Storm clears up, and they're able to get a message through to their main fleet.
Granted. Now, how are we going to do that?
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Joshua Underwood was played by Gareth Bowley. Alex Roll was Michael Liebman. Brian Willis, Chris Bainbridge. Simon Westlake, Lee Sands. Isaac Brahms, Julian Bain. Melissa Sharp, Emily Potter. Alex Lorok, Samuel Gillis. Commander Neva, Kennedy. Asuki Yabari, Caitlin Haney. Renegade Operations, William Smagata. Renegade Tactical, James Smagata. Hermes Parasite, Thomas Barnes. Chief Adal, Carla Bandeda. Reg Officer, Gary Colbo. Transporter Chief, James Haney. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Executive produced and written for audio by James Haney. Co-produced by Mike Hennessy. Consulting producer Carla Bandeda. Post-production by Gary Colbaum, James Magata, Mike Hennessy, Anthony Schaefer, Andy Thompson, and Russell Tillery. Poster by Nigel Kerr. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Additional music credits available at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks to Michael Hudson, Baxter Turnham, Emily Potter, Michael Blaze, the Excelsior role-playing game, Bravo Fleet, and Gene Roddenberry. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television.
This has been an Excelsior production.
Also, Mr. Mark Shepard was the line producer. We would have mentioned this earlier, but we forgot. And now a message from a friend of the show.
In the 26th century, Earth thrives after recovering from nearly total ecological catastrophe. to prevent similar disasters from happening on other worlds, Earth and the Galactic Confederation built a massive interstellar arc, the Zooship Gaia. Commanded by Captain Elizabeth Monroe, Gaia's mission is to protect wildlife and habitats on worlds throughout the galaxy. These are their adventures. There are heroes.
The galaxy is full of bad guys, and in order to take out the trash, you have to be willing to get your hands dirty.
Oh, see, sense, woman! Why do you always have to do things the hard way?
There are villains.
You will all feel my wrath very soon!
We are the stuff of nightmares. We're all that civilized races fear in the dark.
And there are those somewhere in between.
I am an assassin, woman. I am the assassin of assassins. I'm not a dog to grovel at your feet.
I never ask anyone to grovel. That would be uncivilized.
In season one of Gaia's Voyages, these forces collide, and the fate of Gaia and her crew stands on the edge of a Venjari blade. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Gaia's Voyages, only at www.brokensea.com.
Star Trek Excelsior will return in Algernon's Descent, coming in 2012.